I have not committed any crime. What I said and did is entirely in the public domain in terms of criticism of the government, in terms of debating the political situation in Uganda. So everything I said about the genocide committed in the north by Mr. Museveni, about the atrocities in Luero by Mr. Museveni, about the torture chambers, about the corruption, everything I said is true. I can back them up with information and evidence, and the crime that the police purport I committed does not exist in the penal code of Uganda.
We understand there have been varying charges. The first someone that had a different charge and the subsequent ones had a different charge. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've been served with two summons now. The first summons purported to say I had committed the crime of criminal defamation of Mr. Museveni. The second charge, referring to exactly the same remarks, purported to say that I had committed the crime of promoting sectarianism. I must say the second is even more outrageous than the first. But in both instances, I see no crime I have committed. I'm happy to appear before a court of law to be prosecuted, to be charged with the alleged crimes, but I'm not going to appear at the CID, the police headquarters, to be interrogated by the police. This is a case of political harassment, of political persecution. They are trying to make things as difficult as possible for me.
Why do you think the police should act in such a manner? Are they acting in good faith, in your opinion?
No, the police is a victim itself. The police is under directive by Mr. Museveni. He's instructed them to get me, no matter how, whether or not the basis exists in law. He said to them, just get him. Just get him. I don't care what the law provides. Just get him. So this is a case of the police being corrupted and the role of the police being abused by Mr. Museveni. It is another institution that is seeking to destroy and aligned with the ruling party and with the NRM. I'm a completely law-abiding citizen. I will comply with all the laws of Uganda, but I will not assist Museveni in breaking the laws of the country. I will not assist him in corrupting the police.
Do you fear that you may be arrested at some point?
That is a decision for Mr. Museveni. He's the one who directs the police and other instruments of the state to arrest people. I cannot answer that. That is a decision which does not depend on me. For me, I am completely clear that we have to expose the layers and layers of lies and terror on the basis of which the Museveni has been ruling this country. We have to set the people of Uganda free, and that process begins by telling the truth about what Mr. Museveni and his regime have been doing to Uganda. So I stand by everything I've said. I'm not intimidated. We'll continue in our effort to take back Uganda and make the people of Uganda take charge of our country again.
What does this mean for your campaign?
We are continuing at pace, but clearly it is an effort to hobble the campaign. It is an effort to interfere with our programs and activities and to intimidate our supporters. But we are continuing. We are appealing to all Ugandans not to be afraid, to shake off the deep, deep culture of fear that he has drilled into the people of Uganda. He's ruled this country, Mr. Museveni, on two things, terror and lies. We've got to address and confront these two myths of the Museveni regime.